Today's Amar for Chazara is Yuvamis Mem Vav Amin Aleph. We're holding a Memhei Amin Beis, 3 lines on the bottom, Amar Rav Chaim Bar Gurya Amar Rav. Says Rav Chaim Bar Gurya Amar Rav, HaLokeach Eved Min Ovi Kechavim, Ukanam V'tava L'Shem Ben Chayrin, Kana Atzai Ben Chayrin. If a person buys an Eved off of a guy, and so the halacha is, if the Eved goes to the mikvah, so the Eved goes free. He doesn't have a Ginin HaGuf in the Eved, but mainly the Eved could just go to the mikvah and go free. My time, what's the reason? Because Ovi Kechavim Gufu Lakani Lai. Because when a guy owns an Eved, so a guy doesn't have a Kinyan HaGuf in the Eved. My the Kani Lai, who the Makni, the Yisrael. Now Mela, he could only sell the Yisrael what he has. And he doesn't have a Kinyan HaGuf. The came in the Kana Metava, L'Shem Ben Chayrin, Afki L'Shi Buddha. And Mela, once the Eved goes to the mikvah, L'Shem Ben Chayrin, so he goes free. Kid the Rava, like Rava taught us, Dama Rava, Hektish Chamitz V'Shechur, Mafki Midei Shibut. So the Ikra one we're looking for a Shibut is a Shechur, that if a person owes, let's say, Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon, and he sets as collateral his Eved, and then he ends up freeing the Eved, so the halacha is that the Shechur frees the Shibut, that it's Pakam Amayna Shom Alver, Rashi says. So same thing over here, that since even though the Yid bought the Eved off the guy, once the Eved goes free, he goes to the Mikvah, L'Shem Ben Chayrin, so then Mamelo, the Shibut is gone, he's not Meshubut anymore to the Yisrael. Master Rav Chista, however, Rav Chista asks, is that really true? And after the Yid buys the Eved could still just go free, could go to the mikvah and go free? But we learned in the Braisa that Rav Maisa Babluria Giyayre Shekad Muavadeha Vitavu Lufaneha, that she was about to convert, and her Avadim, the Eved Kananim, quickly went to the mikvah before she converted. And that the Avadim get to go free because they went to the mikvah before she converted. So it's mashma lefaneha en lachareh olai, only because they went to the mikvah before. But if they went to the mikvah after she's already a Jewish woman, so then they cannot go free just from going to the mikvah. So Amar Rava, no, lefaneha, even if the Eved would go to the mikvah afterwards, the Eved would go free. So what's the difference? Why was he specific about lefaneha? Because lefaneha bein bestam bein mefurish, lachareh bein mefurish en bestam lai. If it's while the person's a guy, so then the Eved could go to the mikvah even stam and the Eved goes free. But if it's owned by a Yid, so then it's only if the Eved is mefarish that he's going to the mikvah, L'Shem Ben Chayrin, so that's when he goes free. This is dafka when a Yid buys an Eved from a guy. But if a person buys an Eved from himself, from the guy himself, he tells him, I want to buy you, so then he's actually kainim and he has a kinin aguf, and mamela, the Eved cannot just go to the mikvah and go free, because the Yid has a kinin aguf. The pasuk says, it says that you could buy a guy. So we dash it from here, atam kainim mehem. You could buy a guy, you could buy them, v'ulayhem kanim mikem, and they can't buy you. And also, you could buy a guy, v'ulayhem kanim zemizeh, and a guy cannot buy a guy. So says the Gemara, let's understand this. It says, v'ulayhem kanim mikem, that they can't buy you. What does that mean, that they can't buy you? Lamai. Ilayim ala ma'isa yadav, that they can't even have a kinyan in the yid with regards to his ma'isa yadayim. Atu avik achavim, lekanim la yisrael la ma'isa yadav. Is that really true? V'aksiv, but the pasuk says, ayla eker mishpachas ger, that a person could be so poor that he sells himself to the family of a ger. V'amar mar, mishpachas ger, is that ayvik echavim? It's referring to selling himself to a guy, that the guy can have his ma'isi adayin. So, alolav lugufe, when the Braisa says that the guy cannot own a yid, it means he can't have a kinin agof. V'amar rachmana, atem kinin mehem. And still it says in the Torah that you could buy them. The guy can't buy you, but you could buy them, means afil lugufe, even a kinin agof. So you see that the yid could have a kinin agof in a guy. However, paruch revacha, ema bekasbu betfila. That's still not really a raya that if you give money to a guy and buy him as an eved, that you have a kinyan aguf. Maybe you only get a kinyan aguf when you pay money and he goes to the mikvah, says the Gemara Kasher, it's not true, it's not a raya. But lemaisa, that's still the din, that once a person gives money to a guy, l'shem avdus, to buy him as an eved, so then he has a kinyan aguf, he doesn't even need tefillah. Amar Shmuel, v'tzarech l'takfei b'mayim. In the cases where tefillah is necessary, like when a yid buys an eved from a guy, so he does not yet have a kinyan aguf, he only gets the kinyan aguf after the eved goes to the mikvah, so he needs to force him into the water when he tivels him. Otherwise, the eved could say he's going l'shem ben chayrin. The way to do it as a tefillah l'shem avdus is by forcing him into the water. Ki haydi minyamin avdu de ravashi, like the story with minyamin, the eved of ravashi, that boilat bule, he wanted to tivel him, so masri nihalayu l'ravina l'ravacha b'ravah. So he gave them the eved over, to Ravina and Rav Acha Breid Rava, and Amar Lu, and he said to them that Chazu Deminaichu Ka Beisalei, that you should see to it to make sure to be Taivel in the proper way, because if not, I'm gonna be Taivea you. So they did. So Ramulei Arvesa Betzavare, they put a rope around his neck, and Arpulei Betzimsimulei, they loosened it and then they tightened it. They first loosened it when he went into the water so that it shouldn't be a chatzitza. But then they tightened it so that it should be takfei b'mayim, that it should be by their force. He can't say that he went in as a ben chayren. And even more than that, as soon as he picked up his hand mimaya from the water, so they put a bucket of cement on his head. They said to him, zil amti lebeimara, go bring it to your master. They wanted right away that he should do a Maisa Avdas. Amalei Rapapa L'Rava. Rapapa said to Rava that Chazi Mar Hani De Bei Rapapa Bar Abba. Did you see what Bei Rapapa Bar Abba does? The Avi Zuzi Lynch L'Chargayu. They pay off people's taxes. Umeshabdi Balu, and they take them as avadim in their place. People can't afford the tax, so this family, they would pay off their taxes and then take the guy as an avad. So he asked the Shaila now. Rapapa asked Rava, Kinafki Tzucha Gita De Shcherusa Eloi. If they free them, do they need to give him a get shechur or not? So Amalei. So Rapapa said back that Iku, so Rava said back to Rapapa that Iku Shchivi Le Ami Luchu Hamilsa, that if I wouldn't be here, if I would be dead, no one would be able to tell you the following. But now that I'm here, I could tell you that Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes, that I myself heard from Rav Sheshes that the Marakayu Dahani Betavsa the Malka Manach, that basically these people's signets is in the chest of the king, meaning Dina the Machusa Dina or Malka Amar Mandal Yav Karga Mishabi the Mandal Yav Karga, that if a person can't afford the tax, so he has to be an Eved for the one who pays off his tax. Mamela, since Dina de Machusadina, so this is actually a proper Avdus, and if they would want to free the Eved would need to get Shechur. Says the Gemara story that Rechia bar Abba Iklu leGavla, he once went to visit Gavla, and Chaza, he saw a few things. Number one, he saw Benois Yisrael de Ma'avram in Geirim Shemel v'Leitavlu, that there were Jewish women who had become pregnant from Geirim that did Mila Benat Fila. V'Chaza Chamra de Yisrael de Ma'az Gevit Kochavim v'Shas Yisrael, there was wine of a Yid that a guy diluted it with water, and the Yid was drinking it. V'Chaza Tormus in the Shalki Avit Kochavim v'Achli Yisrael, and he saw beans that were being cooked by Goyim and eaten by Yidin. V'Lei Amru V'Lei Midi, and he didn't say anything. However, also the Kamid Rabbi Yechanan, when Rabbi Chiya bar Abba came in front of Rabbi Yechanan, so Amar Leis, Rabbi Yechanan told him, "Say v'hachriz al b'neim shemam zerim. First of all, go announce about their children that are born from these gerim shemal v'loitavu that they're mamzerim. Val yeina mishum yayin nesach, their wine is yayin nesach. Val tormisin, and about their beans, tell them mishum bishulei avdi kachavim l'fisheinu b'nei tayra, that because they're not b'nei tayra, so they have to be machmer that these are considered a problem of bishul nachri. Probably didn't tell them it's because they're not b'nei tayra, but because they're not b'nei tayra, so tell them that they have a problem with their beans as well. Abneim shei mamzerim, the Gemara explains. The children have a problem with mamzeris. Rabbi Yechonon tamei dem Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Yechonon lo ilam in ger adchi yimol v'yitpo. A person's not considered a ger until he goes to the mikvah and he does the mila and he goes to the mikvah. The kevod loitavlu avikachavimu. So these people, these ger shemal loitavlu, since they didn't go to the mikvah, so they're halachically treated as gayim. V'amar Rabbi bar Chanan Rabbi Yechonon. And we have another member from Rabbi Yechonon who says that avikachavim the eved abo bas Yisrael. When a guy has a child with a Jewish woman, the child's a mamzer. And tell them that their wine is a problem of yayin nesach. We tell a nazir who's not allowed to drink wine, don't even go into a vineyard, go around, don't go inside, you shouldn't even go close to an iser. And therefore this wine, even though it may not be technically yayin nesach, having a guy dilute the wine is a very bad idea, and therefore tell them that it's a problem. Tell them that it's a problem of bishul nachir because they're not b'nei tayra. The Gemara's medayik are b'nei tayra sharitz. Mashma if they were b'nei tayra, it's maker than mutter. How is that? V'amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak mishmei derav kol nechal k'may shuchai ein boi mishum bishul avdikachavim. Only something which could be eaten raw. So then, if a guy cooks it, there's no problem of bishul nachri. V'hatormus ein nechal k'may shuchai. But these beans cannot be eaten raw. They need to be cooked. If so, v'yesh boi mishum bishul avdikachavim. It is a problem of bishul nachri. Says the Gemara, no, it's not, because Rabbi Yechon k'idach lishne svir alei. V'amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak mishmei derav kol shein oilah. Any food that's not very chashuv, it's not oila al shulchan malachim, it's not something that the kings have at their sudas, so then there's no problem of bishul nachri. So these beans, they weren't chashuv, mamela, they weren't a problem of bishul nachri. At time of the end of b'nei taira, mamela, it's only because the people weren't b'nei taira, he told them that to be machmer. B'nei taira shari, but be'atzim, if they be b'nei taira, so then it would be mutter.